morning, Columbus County. This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN local news. Strong onshore winds saved Columbus County from most of Sunday's weather impacts. The entire area saw some strong winds and spotty rain, but the system lost most of its punch before arriving here yesterday. The 15th annual Southern Farm Day saw huge crowds Saturday at the Boys and Girls Homes in Lake Waccamaw. Make sure you look for a photo gallery of the event at columbuscountynews.com. Sunday's schedule was canceled due to the potential for severe weather. In other news, Christopher Heimnick is being held under a $1.5 million secure bond on charges of arson and first-degree murder. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office said Heimnick was charged after the structure fire left Wendell Smith dead on Manly Smith Road in Nakina on March 9th. A woman in the house escaped injury. Columbus County Commissioners tonight will review a plan to regulate campers and RVs used as primary residences. The proposal was tabled at the last meeting, where multiple residents spoke out against campers being used in illegal trailer parks across the county. Despite the welcome rain yesterday, the North Carolina Forest Service is issuing warnings against outdoor burning in much of the state. The combination of low humidity and the continuing drought are creating dangerous wildfire conditions. Columbus County is still roughly 7 inches below average rainfall. In legislative news out of Raleigh, a House bill banning cell phones for students is gaining traction. The House Judiciary Committee Tuesday will delve deeper into HB 87, titled Cell Phone Free Education. The bill would prohibit students from having cellular devices in classes. Three Columbus County deputies were recognized recently for saving the lives of children. Sergeant Caleb Fonville, Captain Chris Cotton, and School Resource Deputy R.J. Fowler were honored at the annual department meeting. Cotton performed CPR on an infant at a Clarendon home last year. Fonville recently extracted a toddler from a heating vent at a Georgia Pacific Road home. And Fowler was on duty at Whiteville High School when he provided emergency first aid to a student who was choking. The Wall That Heals needs volunteers during its visit to the Veterans Memorial Park in April. Angela Norris of the park said 200 volunteers are needed to serve four-hour shifts around the clock, as well as helping set up and tear down the display. Hundreds of veteran motorcycle club members will escort the wall through Whiteville on April 23rd. The wall is a replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. We have more on this story at columbuscountynews.com. Finally, a traffic advisory for you. Green Swamp Highway, also known as NC 211, will be detoured to Blacksmith Road beginning today while the North Carolina Department of Transportation replaces a concrete culvert south of the intersection. Flaggers and detour signs will be in place, and that will be the case through the month of April. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Daryl Jackson reporting.